Question 1. You hear a tour guide talking about her job.
Yes, I really love my job as a tour guide. Of course, there are drawbacks, and though I get to see some amazing places, I also know some rather too well. Sometimes you do end up wishing you could go somewhere new. My colleagues are great, though. They're the best thing, really. I wouldn't still be doing this if they weren't such fun to be with. I've had some memorable meals, too. Not always because I like them, though. I suppose you do learn to enjoy different things, but I'm still quite a fussy eater, so I probably don't take full advantage of all the good things on offer.
Question 2. You hear the start of a radio program about cars.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Driving Force, devoted this week to the issue of car security. Engineers are constantly working on the problem, but why is there an increase in the number of vehicles being stolen, despite technological advances in security systems? Can a stolen vehicle be tracked electronically? Do steering wheel locks really work? Can mechanics fit and update new security gadgets easily? With me to discuss these issues is Betty Crawford, designer of the new Vortex GT6, the car which was recently declared Car of the Year.
Question 3. You hear a businesswoman talking to her assistant.
Terry, you know that report from head office we were talking about? The cost-cutting exercise? Well, I have to make a few phone calls now, and I wonder if you could write a few notes summarising what we discussed. You could email it to HR so they'll know what our position is on the proposed changes before Brenda talks to head office. It needs doing straight away because I know she's in meetings from 10 today, and I'd like to make sure our views are taken into account. If you could get on with that now, that'd be great.
Question 4. You hear two friends talking about an evening out.
Wasn't that great? I really enjoyed it.
Yes, what an evening. I really hadn't expected to enjoy myself so much.
Oh, good. I hoped you'd like it. I read some very good reviews of it on the internet, and those people I met at the party, you know, the ones I was telling you about this afternoon, well, they'd been, and they said they'd loved it.
Well, I'm very glad you insisted on going. I expected it to be really boring, but it was one of the most exciting plays I've ever seen.
Question 5. You hear a man talking about his aunt.
My Aunt Maud was rather a rebel for her time. She grew up in the early part of the 20th century, when women weren't really expected to have any profession. At the time, the common belief in upper-middle-class families was that girls couldn't have a career in show business. So her parents were absolutely furious when she told them she had enrolled at drama school and was leaving home. I think they were relieved when her younger brother became a lawyer. And her older brother was a doctor, so that was fine too.
Question 6. You hear a brother and sister talking about a present for their mother.
Amanda, I got Mum's birthday present, but are you sure she's going to like it? A guide to Italy?
But it's a guide to the cooking in different parts of the country. You know how Mum likes to experiment with dishes and she's been getting really keen on Italian cooking?
Ah, so she can read about the cooking and then try out the dishes on us.
That's right. There's a recipe section in the back. She'll love it. And we can watch that film you have about Italy when we all have time to sit down together.
Question 7. You hear an announcement in a multiplex cinema.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Gallery Multiplex. Please check your tickets for the start times of the films and make sure you go to the right section of the cinema. This evening we have Crow's Nest just starting in Screen 1, and at 18:45, Hurricane starts in Screen 7. In just over 20 minutes at 18:55, Racing Fever begins in Screen 6, and at the same time, Details of the Fall starts in Screen 5. Don't forget, you can buy soft drinks and snacks in the foyer. We hope you have a very enjoyable evening.
Question 8. You hear a ballet dancer talking about an injury.
I'm a professional ballet dancer, so I'm usually pretty careful about the kind of physical work I do away from rehearsals. I know it was a very stupid thing to do, but one day I needed to change the light bulb, and the ladder I used looked quite stable. I was just reaching my arm up to the bulb when it collapsed. All of a sudden, there I was on the ground. I'd never realised back pain could be so awful. Eventually, I painfully pulled myself to my feet and called an ambulance. It's taken me a while to get myself fit enough for dancing again.